This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And we are joined in studio this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. How you guys doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Malia, how are you?
Good. It's looking like a little bit like Christmas Eve out there in the fog.
It is. It is thick this morning. Definitely be careful as you're traveling around town. We've got a fantastic conversation ahead. Something I don't know that we've covered a lot, but it's an important thing. I think it's come up little pieces here and there, but we've never done a full show involving inflation and the importance of being ready for it. And we're going to talk about that. Don't forget as well, as we talk this morning, maybe you've got some questions for our retirement planning professionals. Give us a call at 321-1310. We'll get you on the air. Another thing to do while you listen to the program, pay close attention. At the end of the show, we'll do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, we've got a $25 gift card for Lowe's. We'll tell you how you can win it a little bit later on in the program. But again, little tip, just listen closely. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. And before we get to this week's topic on inflation, we not only have last week's question, but answer as well to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. What was that?
Thank you, Sean. So last week we had a great question, went with our topic, and the question was, if you are under 50 years old, how much can you save into your 401k or 403b retirement plans in 2019? And the question was multiple choice. Was it $10,000 or $19,000? And the correct answer was $19,000 in 2019, and that is if you're under 50 years old. So we had a lot of great callers last week. We had a nice winner. So thanks everybody for listening, and listen carefully today.
And again, yeah, we'll do another one this morning. Don't forget Klaus Financial's number right here in Madison, 442-5637, and online, klausfinancial.com. So when it comes to planning for retirement, I know we've talked about inflation on the show. Do we need to be concerned about inflation?
Yes. You know, as we get into this industry, and as you start studying different aspects of finance, inflation is one that pops up pretty quick in your careers. Although, to really understand it, you have to simply think as a consumer, somebody listening out there, think about how much did you purchase your first car for? How much did you purchase your last car for? Said another way, how much did you purchase your first house for? How much did you purchase your last house for? And the difference between those two average costs would be inflation. So it is the erosion of the purchasing power of your dollars. So why does this matter? Everybody goes, yeah. Okay, I get that. Well, the reason it matters is because if we take our dollars that are saved for the future, right? So say I'm trying to save for retirement, which might be 10, 20, 30 years off. Or even said another way, if I enter retirement and expect to have a 20 to 30 year retirement, but I refuse to deal with the need for my money to grow. Because notice, inflation means it's not a want for my money to grow. Inflation means it's a need for it to grow just to keep up with the erosion of purchasing power. So, and it's, again, we don't want people to be worried about this as much as they need to address it either on their own or with their financial advisor. So in its most basic sense, inflation is defined as the rate to which the general level of prices for goods and services rise, and consequently, the purchasing power of currency is falling. Based on U.S. historical inflation rates over the past century, there were some years where inflation was under 1% or even negative some years. However, there were others, namely 1980, 1981, right around there, where inflation was as high as 20%. So here's what's fascinating about inflation. Because of that erosion of your purchasing power, Malia and I will meet with people who will say, hey, I miss the good old days. In 1980, when President Reagan was in office, and I got 15% on my CD, okay? Now, here's what Malia and I say. We go, oh, man, I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. hey, what was your mortgage rate at that time?
We don't talk about that part. We just talk about the good stuff.
And they go, well, I didn't have a mortgage. I go, oh, great. Okay. What was inflation at that time? Yeah. And they go, I don't know. Well, truth be told, inflation was about 15. So said another way, CDs are designed to basically keep you up with inflation, but typically not exceed inflation. So CDs, money markets, don't mishear us. We actually think they're great vehicles. Malia and I both engage them ourselves in our own personal financial lives. But they're not going to be the engine of what we call real growth with your money. Real growth is your growth rate minus inflation. The difference between the two is your real rate of return. So, you know, is this an important concept? I don't know. All of you listeners can decide. But to us, this is a huge component of what we spend time doing with our clients, trying to figure out how to grow their money above inflation. And finally, according to inflationdata.com, the average annual rate of inflation between 1913 and 2013 was 3.22%. Again, over that 100-year time frame, the average rate of inflation was 3.22%. Now, for those who don't know, it's lower than that right now. It's quite a bit lower than that. That's why the Federal Reserve is having difficulty raising interest rates, because they can't justify enough inflation in the system. But on average, about 3%.
Very interesting stuff. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they are here to answer those questions for you right now. Give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can always call Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison to set up an appointment. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. I look back, and ever so often I'm a big McDonald's guy, and I look, the cheeseburgers used to be 19 cents and the hamburgers were 15 cents. What happened to
You're
those days?
You're dating yourself now.
Well, I don't know if that was in my life, but I you see those, like you'll go into like some of those retro right. McDonald's locations and you go, oh, the good old days. But that highlights inflation again.
You were also making like 19 cents an hour, right?
Yes, exactly. I'm going to work a whole hour for those cheeseburgers. So let's talk that as we're talking about inflation, there are some that when we talked about that average of 3.22%, what needs to be thought about there as far as when it comes to planning for retirement income?
Well, as CJ said, it's simply being aware. So yes, we might have lower inflation currently than we would expect. However, you know, things change, as we just talked about. Our car prices go up. And what's funny is during lower inflationary times, you talk to any person on the street and they'll be complaining that groceries went up for them or the price of gas is going up. So each person is affected in a different way sometimes, or they recognize it in a different way. Now, one thing to know is you need to understand that your income level will also determine the effect inflation has. So if you have higher income retirees, let's say their annual incomes are 75,000 or more, they actually have room in their budget to absorb increases on essentials. So, you know, the food, the gasoline, and so forth. So inflation doesn't have a huge negative bite to that particular group. But for lower income retirees who are probably depending on Social Security for a majority of their income, those basics like food and energy and medical can take a bigger bite out of that. So again, with the historical data we just revealed, assume that your expenses will probably go up by about 3% each year. And 3% times average retiree is retired 18 years. That is significant. It could really affect your lifestyle. So the number one thing we probably talk about on here more often than even investments is eliminating debt. So for our retirees who have no debt, when we go through inflationary times, they don't feel it. Like I just said, the higher income and people with less debt aren't feeling the inflation bite. Another item to be aware of is that's why we talk about trying to make your Social Security benefit as high as possible, because that will also help. One thing we've learned about Social Security is it does have an inflationary riser in there. So this year, everyone experienced a 2.8% 5% increase. Now, we do feel that absorbed by other areas like Medicare sometimes, but the fact is it was accounted for. So Social Security has those automatic cost of living adjustments built in, which is nice, whereas if you have a pension, oftentimes that does not have an increase in it. So we always want our clients to be aware of what's going to happen when they get into retirement. We can't predict every year, but we know an average of 3% inflation or 3.22%, as we talked about today, is good to be aware of. Also, before you sign up for that pension, understand, is that going to inflate each year or is it going to be flat? And then secondly, choose investments that rise with inflation. So we have a lot of different areas you can look at with that. Of course, having a diversified stock or mutual fund portfolio will help. Because the price of stocks generally keep up with inflation. So you want to protect a portion of your portfolio in that manner. Bonds definitely should be a part of your portfolio. They're relatively safe investments, whatever the word safe means on any particular day. Obviously, bonds took a little bit of a hit last year as we saw some inflation creep in. As interest rates go up, bonds definitely feel the pressure. So another area people talk about is real estate. Is that a great hedge against inflation? Also precious metals, gold, and so forth. So people look at these different areas as to will that give me a hedge on it, and perhaps it should be part of your portfolio. Although when we talk about housing, real estate, you can't eat your real estate, okay?
No.
So it may be an inflation hedge if you think you're going to sell your house in during a rising pricing time. However, you can't eat your house.
Yes, exactly. Another thing, too, I think a lot of people who got into real estate, and I say got into, a lot of them also get out because they realize a lot of work to it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
yes.
Seems like a no-brainer, and you're like, oh, my goodness, what did I get myself into? Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they are here to answer them for you right now. Give us a call. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of fantastic information about Kloss Financial, things and ways they can help you. Also, if you are a business owner as well, they've got some opportunities for you up on Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, they come to us from Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of fantastic information about Kloss Financial up on the website. Another great opportunity there is signing up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Snapshot comes in your inbox each and every week, shows you what's going on in the markets. Also, link to the most recent podcast as well. You can get that up at klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking with CJ and Malia this morning about the big I word, which is inflation, although inevitable inflation. We'll have to look into that a little bit more. But we're talking, of course, about inflation and, of course, hedging against inflation and understanding inflation as you are planning for and getting into retirement. We talked about some opportunities and some ways that you can hedge against things like that. Of course, the importance of being diversified. Are there other things as well that that you can do to kind of combat the inflation?
Yes, but the big I, I can't let that go, Sean. The big I?
The
wow,
big
that's
I.
That's new terminology for inflation. You live in your head a
I
little
do.
Too much.
A little bit.
So yes, there's some other things to be considered. We want to give you some tools for understanding this a little bit more at a practical level. So some of you have heard this terminology, the rule of 72. Okay, and what is the rule of 72? So real quickly, the rule of 72 says you take your expected rate of return on your invested dollars. So let's think CD for a moment. And you divide that expected rate of return into the number 72. And actually, I should say you divide 72 into the number. So if you take 72 divided by 3.22, I'm literally doing this on the air right now with my calculator, that gives you a number of 22.36. That means that if inflation is eroding my purchasing power at 3.22%, it means the cost of goods and services will double every 22.5 years.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I've heard the rule, but I didn't really know entirely what it was.
Or so let's not think of it in terms of inflation. Let's think of it in terms of that CD. Said another way, if I invest $100,000 in a CD that gives me 3.22%, how long will it take it for that $100,000 to turn into $200,000? And the answer is 22.36 years. So in the term of inflation, inflation is doubling the cost of goods and services every 3.22 years. But in terms of your return, it's doubling your dollars every 22.3 years. Mm. But what's fascinating is, so if you think of it in those terms, okay, so CJ, are you telling me that if I bought a CD for at 3.22% and it went from 100,000 to 200,000 in 22 years, that it literally would have done nothing for my purchasing power? And the answer is yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. So, wow, that's interesting. How many of you think you'll be retired for 22 years?
Like to be, right?
Right.
Yes.
So that means that if I put my money under a mattress, it could be worth half in purchasing power 22 years from now. Okay, so hopefully I've made a case for this is why the understanding what is the current inflation rate, how quickly is it eroding my purchasing power, what's the rate of return of my investment minus inflation, known as the real rate of return, what am I actually doing to combat the erosion of the purchasing power of my dollars. Now, for those who don't know, the Federal Reserve is actually tasked to do a number of different things. Stable prices, stable employment, number of different things. In that stable prices, they have a target inflation number. In larger, broad economies with Federal Reserves, there's a European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve of the United States, they're actually targeting an inflation rate around 2 to 3% a year. So you have to understand what the Federal Reserve of the United States hopes to see is a 2 to 3% inflationary number. So you can't just say, well, they're trying to make it at zero. No. They're trying to keep it between 2 to 3 because they found in large industrialized economies, it's better to have a slightly positive than a neutral or negative inflation rate.
Very, very cool stuff. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals. They got a lot of great information, as always, this morning. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. We're going to talk about ways to keep your expenses down, save some money, and the importance of doing those things and some easy, easy steps to do that. We'll also do our Kloss Quiz question week coming up in the next segment. Your chance to win a $25 gift card for Lowe's. We'll do that all next as we continue our conversation with the folks from Kloss Financial. This is Money in Motion right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joining us this morning here on 1310 WIBA. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com, and the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, though, there's some other ways to do this stuff. Obviously, the things we've talked about over the last half hour are the biggies, but there are little things you can do that not only can help you keep inflation in check, but they're also a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Some of them, yeah.
So hopefully everyone understands the concept of inflation. It's a fairly basic concept, but a lot of adults don't get it at all. So hopefully you've listened this morning. Some easy tips to help combat inflation, though, when we do experience it, is adjust your expenses down. That's number one. And that should be year-round, be looking at your expenses. And permanently definitely downsize your expenses. If you're going to downsize your house and move to a community with lower taxes, a lower cost of living, you know, look at what the homeowner's fees are going to be. This is a big thing that people miss. They go, well, my taxes went down by half because I was just looking at real estate in other states myself. And, oh, my goodness, but you're going to pay $600 a month for homeowner's fees. So if I'm really downsizing, how am I going to qualify that in terms of dollars? Make sure it's really making a difference. Cut other expenses as you go along. You know, you might need two cars while you're pre-retirees, but in retirement, we do see some, not all, retirees exist on one car. It won't happen in my household, but for some households, it works. Stock up. Now, I don't know if this is the greatest idea, but if you're worried that prices are going to rise quickly, stock up on durable goods now. But you know what? Everything has an expiration date, which I've noticed. 5 years goes by really fast, so be careful. Go green. Make your home as energy efficient as possible. However, 2 weeks ago, a gentleman said to me, well, I'm going to put in, solar heating into my house and so forth. He goes, it costs $30,000, but, you know, I know it'll be worth it. Well, maybe if you're going to live there for 15 years. So yeah, you need to really run those numbers. Grow a garden. Grow your own food. Consider working a part-time job, even in retirement. And finally, walk, bike, and ride if you can when the weather's good.
It's free to walk places. It's exhausting, but it's free to do it. CJ Clausen, I'll speak for myself on that one. CJ Clausen, Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. Don't forget about the website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Claus Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Lowe's. This week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week is this. What was the average annual rate of inflation between 1913 and 2013 in the United States? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Lowe's. Don't forget that it's Claus Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, great to see both of you. Guys, have a great day.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Claus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Claus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Claus Financial.